You want to look at things like debt service coverage ratio. You know, there's so many assumptions when you're looking at a deal and underwriting a deal. Cap rate is one of them. And maybe it is the most important, but it's not so much more important the way I feel like it does get overhyped.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another segment of our returning investor shorts and very excited to welcome back Chris Gresnick to the show. Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So today we're going to dive into one of the topics, terms that's very important that people talk about a lot, cap rate. And so first we're going to explain what it is and then talk about why it matters or doesn't matter, et cetera. So Chris, why don't you start us off by explaining in your own words what cap rate is?
Yeah, it's one of those weird things. It's like, for some reason, people really struggle to understand it. But once you kind of do, it's like, feels pretty easy. So if you're struggling with it, don't worry about it. If you kind of know what it is, that's great. And then, you know, bear with us and then we'll talk a little bit more about them. But it's basically your NOI, which is your net operating income, divided by your purchase price. And basically what you're trying to find out is, if I bought this deal all cash, what percent return am I going to make per year? So let's say you've got $200,000 in income, $100,000 in expenses, you would be making $100,000 in net operating income. I always do this for easy math because I'm not always the best at mental math, but let's say you found a 10 cap deal or you wanted to make 10% on your money. You would take that $100,000 divided by 0.1 and that would give you $1 million valuation. 10 caps don't exist. So if you were looking for like a five, at least in multifamily, I mean, cap rates go for anything, but so maybe they do exist on something else, but multifamily, let's say you're going to do a 5 cap, which in today's world is sometimes tough to find. It would just, for easy math, it would be double that. So if you took 100,000 divided by 0.05, that would give you a value of $2 million. You can also do the inverse. So if you had a $2 million times 0.05, you'd be making $100,000 a year, et cetera, et cetera. So if you remember math back in school where you could kind of plug and play which value was missing and change the formula for that, it's the same thing. But most people will put it on an NOI to see what they should offer on the deal. So typically what you're doing is taking your NOI, like that $100,000, dividing it by some percentage, 0.05, 0.06, 0.04, 0.045, and then getting your value, which it's very easy. If you got a smartphone, you got a calculator, yeah, just plug it in and you can do it. So don't feel like you have to do it off the top of your head. That's why I use, you know, 10 and 5 caps because I do it enough and it's easy to remember, but that's basically what it is.
Okay. And can you also now discuss a bit about how the market will impact cap rates? So if the market's getting hotter, cap rates are going to go down and what that means for your purchase price, et cetera.
Yeah. So a cap rate is basically a function of, you know, risk and reward, right? So it's basically saying, you know, hey, buyers, here's an asset. How much do you want to make on this? And you compare it to other things, right? So when you think about investing as a whole, you really want to compare all different assets and what the return rate is, right? So if you go to like your treasury bills from the US government, those are crazy low because they're basically guaranteed, right? Same thing with, you know, your savings account at a bank, crazy low, stupid low, not worth anybody's time. Don't do it in my opinion. But if you were, it's crazy low because it's almost virtually guaranteed. Whereas multifamily real estate is seen as not virtually guaranteed, but a pretty sure thing because everybody needs a place to rent. And typically these are stable deals, or, you know, you can stabilize them and have a predictable cash flow. You know, they are marketed as where they are now because of various factors. Cap rates have been going down and down and down for the past 10 years, and it's been getting tougher and tougher for people to find deals at old value. So it's an old toss up of, you know, where are cap rates going in the future? You know, is it worth it to buy now? Is it the cycle at the end? Is it at the beginning? Is it in the middle? Who really knows? But basically, that's when you look at a cap rate, is you want to compare it across different assets, different markets, understand, you know, so you use a cap rate because it's easier to compare two deals on that basis, right? Because like I said, if you have $100,000 NOI and a $200,000 NOI, you know, those are easy because it's just double. But if you have two crazy different numbers, you know, when you do the math, it's easy to say, okay, well, this deal is selling for a 6 cap. Why is the deal next door? Why are you asking for a 5? You know, you can kind of compare the two against each other and say, why is a comparable deal this versus this one? So it's just a way to compare it. And that's why a lot of people, when they talk about purchase price, they use a per unit price, because it's the same thing. It's easier to compare per unit than it is on total dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for explaining that. I think that was a helpful explanation. And I know, you know, you have some thoughts on cap rates, you know, not necessarily the biggest fan. Can you explain a little bit about that?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, I mean, cap rates are important, don't get me wrong, but they're just like overhyped and they're easy to manipulate. And not necessarily, yeah. When I say manipulate, I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way, even though they can be manipulated in a bad way. But put it this way, a deal sells, right? And if you're a third party person, you're not involved. If you call the buyer, the seller, and a broker, you're going to get quoted 3 different cap rates. I guarantee you. And the reason being is because you may get an 3 different NOIs, right? If you look at the past 12 months of income and expenses as the seller operated, you'll get 1 NOI. Well, let's say their income is growing every month. Well, the broker might quote you a new NOI just using the past 3 months of income and the past 12 months of expenses. And they'll do that because it'll show a higher NOI. They can charge the same cap rate and get a higher value. So they're saying, hey, well, if you just continue their operations for the past 3 months, you can really pay more and get the same yield. Again, nothing wrong with that. And it's basically what everybody does right now because it makes sense. But, you know, those will result in 2 different NOIs. You know, then you've got to account for when a deal sells, the taxes are most likely going to adjust. So when somebody quotes their cap rate, are they including the taxes adjusting or are they not? So that can throw it off. Then you'll see so many other things that can happen where it's, you know, are they using market expenses or non-market expenses, right? Let's say,
totally.
You know, let's say a seller, it can be either to the positive or the negative. Let's say a seller has a super expensive property management company that's charging them 5% when the market's 3. Well, are you using the seller's 5% or are you using the market 3%? So there's so many different ways to do it,
yeah,
that cap rate can get really confusing and people will basically pick and choose their cap rate for whatever scenario is kind of best for them. So for me, I very rarely ever look at the cap rate on purchase. Like I honestly can't even tell you what the 2 deals I bought are and the deal I'm buying is, because I don't really care. Because for me, I care about what I can do with the property. So the one I do like is pro forma cap rate, which is basically like, what's my cap rate in the future? And you got to be really careful because again, you can quote your NOI in year 3 and you can either quote that on your purchase price or you can quote it on what your total cost is. So after you factor in renovation dollars, any fees, any closing costs, et cetera, right? You really want to do it on the total cost of the deal. But who knows, unless you see the numbers, you don't really know what anybody's saying. You know, you can't really call anybody on it. So it's not that cap rate's not important. I just think it gets overhyped. It's easy to manipulate. And there's a lot of other metrics to look out for that are equally as important. You know, you want to look at things like debt yield. You want to look at break-even occupancy. You know, you want to look at things like debt service coverage ratio. You know, there's so many assumptions when you're looking at a deal and underwriting a deal. Cap rate is one of them. And maybe it is the most important, but it's not so much more important the way I feel like it does get overhyped. It's like you start talking about a deal, and when an investor asks me like, hey, what's the cap rate? I automatically already know that they're newer, because that's not a question somebody's really going to ask, because it's, I could take any deal and make a change by, you know, 50 basis points to 100 basis points pretty easily, which a basis point is 0.01. So 50 basis points would be 0.5 and 100 basis points would be 1%. So that's why I'm just not a huge fan of it.
Well, no, I mean, I think that, you know, you bring up a lot of really important points, and the devil's in the details, and cap rate might be important, but, you know, you have to know exactly what's going into each cap rate as, and I mean, I wouldn't ever take somebody else's cap rate and just assume that, you know, you, I mean, there's all these things that go into creating the cap rate. So as you mentioned, and so you could maybe create your own cap rates. Like if you're comparing three deals, you could do it by going into the details and then compare them across deals. That way, you know exactly what's behind each cap rate, but just taking a cap rate at face value is probably not going to get you very far. And like you said, like a, maybe a beginner question. So anyways, thanks so much for Chris for going into some detail on that. I think that was super helpful. Will you please share with the listeners how they can learn more about your firm and anything else you want to share?
Sure. So best places to learn more about me or get in touch with me, social media, best two places, really anywhere, but best two places are Instagram and LinkedIn. So at chris.grenzig or LinkedIn, just Chris Grenzig. You can also email me, chris@jag-communities.com. And that's also our website, jag-communities.com. And if anybody's interested in investing, you know, there'll be a little investor questionnaire up there. Just fill it out and I'll get in touch with you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for Chris for coming on the show. We will see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.